Nothing. It's me, your boy, the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie boy. Robbie, say hello.
What's up?
Say hello. Look me in my eyes.
What's going on, Sebastian?
Oh my God, we're recording.
Yeah, face to face.
Face to face.
Yeah, I can see your eyes.
Shut the fuck up. This is why I'll go back to Zoom in a second, bro. Don't you dare. You dare say you can see my eyes, okay? Yeah.
I mean, I always could.
Oh, Jesus. We all know you always could, okay? Mr. Flirts, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Robbie.
What's up?
We both have apartments.
We both have apartments. That's correct.
Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Are you buying candy to give out to little boys and girls?
No. No.
So someone's going to ding-dong the door and you're just going to ignore them?
I'm in like a three-family situation. And I'm the third family
on the
top. Yeah,
don't reveal too much. God forbid. The kid will DM strangers.
Situation, yeah.
The kid DMs catfish and tells him, gives him the social.
Yeah,
but don't
I need
don't
to be vague about
yes.
what the three families are doing
okay,
and where
okay.
I live.
Yes,
there's
okay.
three families.
So it's two families.
One door.
Three families, one door.
Yeah, and if you count me and my two buddies as a family.
Are you a family?
In this scenario, yes, yes.
In other scenarios?
Yeah, we're a fam. We had family dinner last night.
What?
But anyways, I would just assume there's like, I guess the landlord will get candy. Because there is kids.
The landlord
there
is not
kids.
Responsible for the candies.
Yeah.
You are responsible for giving
no,
candies.
No, so the landlord lives in the building. So like, they've been there a while. I think they'll probably get candy for the kids.
You disgust me.
So what should I do? Get a bowl and put
you
it
should
out?
Get a bowl. I'm giving condoms to the little kids.
Well, you live above a preschool.
No. I do. I live by a preschool.
Yeah.
Don't reveal too much.
Okay.
About
okay.
No, I'll tell anyone. No, of course I'm getting candies to give the kids. Do you?
I've never gotten ding dong. I was going to say ding dong ditched. Halloween ding dong.
You never got a Halloween ding dong?
I never got a trick or treater. Yeah. I haven't had trick or treaters since I've been. Whenever I lived in New York City.
You never had a single trick-or-treater come to your door?
No. I lived in a building. You couldn't just, like, get in my building.
Do you remember when you were a child?
Yes.
And you would go up to a door, and you were dressed up. What was your favorite Halloween costume?
I was bad at Halloween. I would do, like...
Don't judge yourself. This is a judge-free
zone. I would
do, like,
football player, because I was, like, too cool.
Football player?
I would be, like, I would be like Peyton Manning, Chad Johnson... Would you wear pants? No, like sweatpants and a shirt. I'm trying to think of, in middle school, I started being too cool for Halloween.
Wait. You were a seven-year-old boy just wearing a jersey to school?
Probably like 10, starting at 10.
Oh, no. Poor child.
And I was like thick glasses, bifocals with the line in them. Like, not looking. it was truly a costume.
This is bad.
But I liked sports. Like,
that's
I
a good point.
Sports.
If you could be a football player if you are so far away
yeah,
from a football
I was.
Player.
I
you
was.
Know what
You've
I mean?
You've seen pictures of me in that state.
100%. If you are that far away from being a real football player,
yeah.
you might as well be
you,
fucking Freddy
no,
Krueger
you
at that point.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean, you could have dressed up as maybe a guy that got ass. Yeah. You could have dressed up as like a kid with cigarettes, you know? When people used to ring my mom's door, if they weren't wearing a costume, she would go, well, tell me, what are you? And if they were like just in like a white t-shirt and like sweatpants ready to go like cause
yeah,
some
yeah.
trouble, my mom would go, who are you? And they go, oh, no, just nothing. And, you know, and my mom would go, well, you better tell me you're something in order to get candy.
Amazing. That's so fun.
The true teacher.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did that. People would do like a white t-shirt that's a costume or shit like that. My senior year, I just remembered I was Big Bird.
Those kids are the funniest people I've ever met.
What? Those kids?
The kid that wrote costume on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm just in it for the candy.
Yeah.
I'm 14. I smoke cigarettes at this point, but I'm not going to turn down a free Twix bar.
Listen to me. Is my life hard? Yes. What'll make it better? I don't know. A fun size Snickers?
Yeah.
I go home.
What am I willing to do for that fun size sticker?
I go home. I got to take care of my little brother and sister. I wake up. I got a newspaper route. I'm working every morning. I'm failing algebra. What do I need? I need a couple now and laters, okay?
And I'm not willing to put on a costume for them, but I will put on a white t-shirt and write the word costume on it.
Interesting. So you never had like a good costume.
My senior year of high school, I think I was Big Bird. My buddy was Cookie Monster. No, I take that back. My junior year.
You were
my junior year because I was Peter Pan. And then like 2 weeks later, I was Big Bird. So I was like within a 2 week span, really costumed up. So my junior year of high school, I was Big Bird.
You were Big Bird.
Yes.
And your buddy was Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
And your dick was a cookie?
No, I tried to wear it at like a college party after. Uh-huh. And it's you cannot wear a Big Bird hat at a college party. It's way too hot to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so if you take the Big Bird hat off, you just look like a chicken cutlet.
Wait, what were you? What, you just had yellow?
It was the yellow, like, yeah. It was just like the yellow thing that the costume came with. And then I had yellow sweatpants on. So I just looked
Thank
like a yellow.
God, we didn't meet each other in when we were at a high school, a college party. Because I'll tell you this. Some nights I've been drunk enough that I thought I seen a walking chicken cutlet. Yeah. Okay? I'm not gonna put it past me seeing a walking chicken cutlet being fucked up enough to be like, maybe this is a sign from God, you know?
Yeah.
When sometimes people see stuff and they go, my brain must be wrong. Me, I go, wow, I can't believe I've died and I'm in heaven, right? Yeah. And I go, wow, this is heaven. Heaven for me would be a walking chicken cutlet. And I see it and the chicken cutlet goes, Sebastian, eat the fucking shit out of me, playboy. You know what I'm saying? Just the chicken cutlet is like about me eating it. That's what I want.
This is good. You would have appreciated the walking chicken cutlet more than Big Bird.
I think that's a better costume.
Yeah.
I
would have got in your frat.
Are you kidding me? And you get a couple of girls to dress up as pieces of bread and you stink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And of
Marinara,
course,
yeah,
of
yeah.
course, of course, your boy dresses up as cheese. You got two girls as bread and your boy goes, I'm the mozzarella. Let me get in here. I'm the mozzarella, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a chicken cutlet and you go, yo, Mary, yo, Sally, come be my bread. Yeah. And they go, okay, Robbie, we'll be your bread for your chicken cutlet. And your boy goes, hi, I'm bacon. Let me squeeze in the middle of you. And the other boy's like, I'll be the mayo.
Yeah. We're doing a group project or a group costume this year. Oh, what is it going to be? Well, the five of us. The Wiggles.
Oh,
the Teletubbies. No. We're going to be a full-on chicken colored hero.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, the best, me and my elementary school, we all used to have to do a theme for the thing. And I remember, we would have to do a theme for Halloween. And one of the themes one year was charcuterie board. And so we all dressed up as different cheeses, okay? And I'll tell you what.
This is Staten Island.
This was Staten Island, okay? Yeah. And of course, me, I dressed up as the hot gobble-ghoul, okay? I was 6 years old. I was dressed up as Hot Gabagool, and of course the asshole in this school was dressed up as a toothpick. So all day he's poking me, giving me that some of that spicy Gabagool, okay? And me going, I just want the Reese's like the pumpkin. Can I just get the Reese's like the pumpkin? And I'm just trying to be a Hot Gabagool. Probably the best costume I ever was Hot
Gabagool at 6 years old.
You know what was nice about the Hot Gabagool?
What?
It was a sunny Halloween, right? So okay. It got a little faded. So next year, I went as a sweet gobble.
You went.
It wasn't as red.
They did charcuterie board back-to-back years.
I did charcuterie board.
It was such a good hit at your elementary school that they did it twice.
100%. We did charcuterie board twice, and then the next year we did pasta, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And which was tremendous because all the boys were the noodles and all the girls were the sauce, right?
Okay.
They just wore frilly arms. What?
It wasn't that you could dress up as like... a penne with Alfredo.
No.
You either had to choose sauce or noodle.
We chose noodle, pasta. What are we talking
pasta,
noodle?
Pasta.
Yeah, noodle. This girl the other day.
Okay.
She tells me that she goes, oh, yeah, I'm eating noodles for dinner.
Okay.
R.I.P. Could have been something.
It was Italian food.
Yeah, Italian food.
She was eating Italian food.
No. She corrected. She said that she was eating Asian food. So I said, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
She almost got canceled by Sebastian Canelli.
There's few things that could cancel you in my world, right? You go
calling Italian pasta noodles is one.
Yeah, you're out the door.
Okay.
You're out. I mean, I hate to say it. People have been dead for me for much less than calling pasta noodles, okay? People have been dead for me for much less than calling pasta noodles.
You've been canceling people for ages.
For ages?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My grandmother, one day, a guy came over, and he was eating food at my grandmother's house.
Okay.
And he asked for a little Parmesan, a little Pecorino Romano, okay?
Okay.
He goes, "Let me. Can I get that? Can I get some of that shake cheese?"
Oh, my.
My grandmother stood up and kicked him down the basement
shake
steps.
Cheese?
Shake cheese. My grandmother stood up and she goes, "Oh, no." And she started shaking. And the boy goes, "What's happening?"
I would think cheese whiz. I would think cheese whiz because you got to shake the can, I guess.
No, this was because you could shake it up before you pour it on.
This is wild. That's wild.
And it wasn't even like that. It was in a glass fancy thing where that you scooped it out.
Of course, of course.
My grandma always had it. She moved it from the plastic container to the glass container.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, shake cheese.
Anyways, so I was hot gabagool, then I was spicy. I was spicy gabagool, then I was sweet gabagool. So those are a couple of my best costumes. Yeah, I mean, that's what you dress up as. Or you could do the Saints in Staten Island.
The Saints.
That's the other option.
We would do, like, Disney characters.
You do Disney? I was, you know, there's Saint Sebastian.
I was, like, Woody.
You were Woody?
I think Woody, one of your Buzz. I liked Toy Story.
So you were Woody, then Buzz.
I think Buzz, then Woody.
Buzz then Woody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You liked Buzz more, and then you're like...
No, I like Woody more. I think my parents just got me a Buzz costume.
So you're easy.
I just
into
know
it.
There's a picture of me out there with the purple thing.
What thing?
Like his purple helmet. Like I'm bald with this purple situation.
I was an astronaut one year.
You were an astronaut.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a little kid, remember I wanted to be an astronaut? This is, of course. We all know this, right?
Yes.
I want to be an astronaut. And so, yeah, I dressed up as an astronaut. I also dressed up as a bear the same year because it just wasn't – I needed something more fun, too.
You were doing double Halloween costumes.
I did two Halloween costumes that year. I remember I was a bear, which was too hot for me, and then I was also an astronaut. I did multiple. My parents used to throw a Halloween party.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, what are some, like, notable group ones that you've done? So you did the chicken cutlet sandwich, or that's a good – group costume.
Tremendous.
Do you have any other tremendous group costume?
Tremendous.
Do you have any other that you've done that have been successful, or ones that you want to see, or other good ones?
Other group costumes I want to see.
Yes. Or the ones that you've done in the past. You're a twin too. I would imagine you've done some twin costumes.
Never did a twin costume.
Never did a twin
costume. My sisters would use Halloween to dress up. This is gonna sound bad. But as feminist icons throughout history.
Why is that going to sound? I thought you were going to say.
No,
I thought
you were
going to be like, to be sluts or something. I thought you were going to say something.
Whoa.
I thought you were going to say something bad.
You've met my sisters and you're calling them sluts?
No, I'm not calling them. You prefaced that by saying.
Jesus Christ,
you
Robbie.
Prefaced that by saying, this is going to be bad. I don't think dressing up is. This is going to sound bad.
They were 5 years old. I they should have a little more whimsy. My sister was Susan B. Anthony when
at
she was
5 years old.
She was a suffragette and she couldn't even spell that word.
Okay. I don't think it sounds bad. That's all I was saying.
All I have to say is
I was anticipating you to say something like bad.
We looked like freaks. I was an astronaut. My sister is Susan B. Anthony, a suffragette, and my other sister is Eleanor Roosevelt. Okay, and we're just walking around the neighborhood. Okay, and
this is strange. A little strange, but not bad.
Where it sounds fine for the world.
Okay.
For Staten Island, where people are literally, someone literally will just wear their dad's clothes and call themselves a mobster, and the dad will laugh and goes, "Well, you're not, because I'm fucking not." You know? Right?
Yeah.
Dads would smoke a cigar and put them out on kids' heads as they were walking around, thinking it was jokes.
Okay.
It was I mean, we're talking the. I lived in a scumbag world.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You were not scumbags. You were feminist icons.
We were feminists. I mean, you don't got
nice.
Of course. You don't got to tell me. Halfway through my astronaut costume, I changed it to Gloria Steinem.
You did? Okay.
So we have Eleanor.
Also, then you lied. You did do a group costume.
We did a group costume, okay? And we had Susan B. Anthony. We had Eleanor Roosevelt and Gloria Steinem.
All right.
Okay, and we walked around and we knocked on doors, and everyone in Staten Island said, "You're ahead of your time," and we're talking about 700 years ahead of your time for Staten Island. Okay, you shitbags. Yeah. And my mom's just like, "I kept my last name." Okay.
Oh, that's okay. I see.
One of my best costumes ever.
Okay.
Indiana Jones. I'll tell you why. Because it was a costume that I made.
You made it.
I got a leather jacket.
Oh, piece by piece.
I got the Indiana Jones hat. And I got an Authenticano whip.
Where did you get the Authenticano whip?
Where did I get it? I was on a trip and we were in a Jamestown. I believe.
Okay.
And they sold whips there.
Okay.
So I got a whip.
Okay.
So that means I owned a whip for a while.
What? Oh, so you didn't see that and you're like, that's going to be perfect for my Indiana Jones costume, or it all fell together?
It all fell together.
Wow.
I knew, like, you know when you're a kid and you're like planning, oh, this is who I want to be?
Yeah.
And they drew on a mustache and my mom did pencil on my face to give me stubble.
Wow.
Like, we did makeup.
Wow.
I sat in the chair for 4 hours. They okay. Did makeup. I understand when Daniel Day-Lewis talks about transforming into Lincoln.
Yes.
I understood his plight, because I was Indiana Jones 1 year, and we went home halfway through to reapply the stubble.
Okay,
because you know my ass was a sweaty little boy running around.
Okay,
nothing makes a little boy sweat more than wearing a hot Halloween day an Indiana Jones jacket while shoveling take fives down his throat. Okay. A little whatchamacallit will get the sweat going right.
Okay, so if you're Indiana Jones, you put this much effort into it. Do you want to be, like, asked, what are you? Are you excited about that question, or are you offended?
I am pretending every twig is a fucking snake, bro.
Okay.
I am jumping over things.
Method acting.
Method.
Okay. Method Indiana Jones at 8 years old.
Method. I am I'm going to people asking for their history reports, okay? Because not only am I Indy when he's on his adventures, I'm the Professor Indy, too.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm on sabbatical right now. Yeah. I would go up to doors, ding dong. They go, Indiana Jones. I go, yeah, well, I'm actually doing a research paper right now. I'm on sabbatical, so I'm trying to get published. You know, I need to make tenure. You know, I'm not just an adventurer, right? So I was really in the character, okay?
Amazing. You did a lot of backstory work to figure out what you wanted to, how you wanted to do this.
I read the scripts.
You read the scripts.
Every night, me and my dad would sit in the living room.
Okay.
And we turned the TV on. And then we turn it off, and then we read Indiana Jones.
How did he feel in this moment? And then you would do some acting work. This may have been your start of an acting career.
No, I know when my acting career started.
When did it start? Before Indy?
Before Indy.
Wow.
My first performance was the
Little Sunshine.
Mr. Sunshine.
No. Oh, Mr. Sun.
Oh, Mr. Sun.
Mr. Golden Sun.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Sunshine. What sort of bullshit is that?
I just made up a song.
Do not speak about the bard like that, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
My first acting thing.
Okay.
Was there was this thing called the storytelling contest. And so basically the storytelling contest was kids memorize a book and say it out loud to a whole group of people.
Oh, wait, it wouldn't be your own story.
No,
to tell.
You'd remember a book.
Okay.
And there were rules, like the book had to be under, like, it had to be a short story. It had to be like 5 to 7 minutes or some shit like that.
Okay.
And my sister would do it and I would do it. And my one sister made.
This is tough.
Yeah, this was tough.
This is tough for a 35-year-old.
Don't make me sound like I'm 35.
I just gave out a number.
Jesus, I'm too close to that number for you to be dropping.
I was just thinking, like, peak alertness. Maybe 26.
26, that's it.
Does that make you feel better that 26 is the peak?
That makes me feel better.
I moved it back.
I'd rather be on the down.
Okay.
Right? 26, this would be hard for a 26-year-old on Adderall.
This would be hard for a 26-year-old on Adderall.
Yes, that's not prescribed it.
That's not prescribed.
Yes, of course.
This is probably what happens on a lot of college campuses.
Uh-huh. And so we would have to memorize a story.
Okay.
And so it was like 5 to 7 minutes. And my sister... My twins, well, one, my older sister won, and she went to the city con. She went to the city where it was like a group, like five people perform their stories from each borough. You
this
know?
Is a common thread.
What do you mean?
In your family. You guys win these competitions.
I mean.
You go to the city.
All I have
I think you've repped, you and your sisters have repped Staten Island multiple times.
I mean, it is what it is, Playboy. Okay.
Yeah, I know, I'm just
it
saying.
Is what it is. So my sister went, and she repped Staten Island and all the different boroughs. You know, they all did their stories, and I went. I remember they had free sandwiches. I was so excited about that.
Okay. You knew from when your sister went, there's free sandwiches. And you're like, I'm going to go get the free sandwiches.
And I said, I'll remember. Because I remember these sandwiches. There was probably about 15 people there, and there was about probably 100 sandwiches.
Amazing.
There was about 2.5 sandwiches for each person there.
Amazing.
And there was also a macaroni salad, potato salad.
Yeah.
It was absolute coleslaw. Yeah. It was tremendous. They had multiple pickles. They had olives. They had a salad. Fair to moderate. You know what I mean? When they have those salads in those situations and the dressing comes in the little Chinese food container, get the fuck out of here, okay? If you are slopping, one, how do you do that? Do you take the little plastic spoon and you scoop onto the salad from the Chinese food container? Or are you a gavone and you take the French dressing and you pour it on? There's no right answer.
You got to do it yourself, toss it yourself.
There's no right answer, so just get rid of it. But I remember that spread. I was like, this is something I want to do.
Yeah, you want to go back.
I want to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I was like, I'm going to do this. And my twin was like, I'm going to do it too, right? And so it was like 5 to 7 minutes. And of course, my sister, my twin, she's like was a massive overachiever.
Okay.
So she memorized a story that was 14 minutes long.
Okay. Is that looked down upon?
Instant disqualification.
Instant disqualification.
She went in knowing she was going to be disqualified.
The team was on your back. The Canelli name was on your back.
I was carrying the whole squad. My sister crushed. My
she
sister
crushed.
Crushed.
But it was just an instant qualification.
Everyone was just
above
like.
Above 7 minutes.
Yeah. It was like, what is she doing? And my mom was even like, what are you doing?
She ran the light.
She ran the light hard, bro. Yeah. Hard.
Yeah.
And her story was about, it was like Osmosis Jones, but not fun. It was like all the body
something
parts
within
talking.
The body was alive. Okay.
Yeah. All the body parts, the hearts and the lungs.
So
were
you
all
could even see the
other.
End coming. It's like, all right, she did the lungs, she did the heart, she's going to do the liver.
We had the biology right, teacher in the back counting on their fingers,
you
know?
Yeah, that's not good.
No. But I mean,
so now
it's
pressure's on you.
Pressure's on me.
Canelli won, disqualified.
Disqualified.
Older Canelli went to the, represented Staten Island. Everything is down to you.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
And I'm at PS42 where the skies are blue.
Okay. PS42 where the skies are blue. If there's one thing about PS42, those skies are always fucking blue.
That's the one thing I know. Okay? Yeah. The skies are blue at PS42. What a saying. Has nothing to do with the school.
No.
Has to do with weather. Yeah. Has something that the school has nothing, no control over.
Did they paint blue skies on the classrooms?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. It was just a saying.
It was just an attitude.
The skies are blue at PS42, right?
Yeah.
Tremendous, you know? It means absolutely. When people describe their emotions with weather, I go, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I get it.
What do you get about it?
Because it's a mood.
Blue skies?
Yeah, blue skies, a mood, rainy day, cloudy.
You think...
Sometimes there's not a word to describe how you're feeling, and you need like a... Yeah, like I'm like in a light drizzle right now. Light
That's
drizzle.
Two words. What are we talking about?
I mean, you need like there isn't. I'm saying there's not a word in the English language to describe it. So if you could give an equivalent of weather, maybe that is a better description.
Open a fucking dictionary. There's a word to
there's
describe.
Word. You're probably
light
right.
Drizzle is a worse description.
How you feeling today?
A little melancholy.
Partly sunny with a light drizzle.
Yeah,
that would annoy you.
Oh, because there's...
If they only describe their mood within weather?
There's companies that will do that.
Okay.
They'll go around. They'll be like, hey, let's all go around and describe our mood. But instead of just saying in words, let's describe it as a weather forecast.
There's companies. He's heard about these companies. He's never worked for one. But he's heard of horror stories about what happens at companies, generally speaking.
Some people, some perverts cut holes in bathrooms. Remember in the 80s when they would cut the hole in the girls' locker room, you know, to peep to see what would happen?
In the 80s. Just
in movies,
that
was like a trope.
Okay.
Me, I would cut a hole in a boardroom. Okay,
you cut a hole?
I'm peeping into the boardroom.
You
right?
know, you're intrigued by companies, but you want to stay far away.
I was in the walls with the rats.
Okay. So, anyways, these companies,
they go around the room. They go, hey, why don't you describe your emotion, how you feel today, but a weather forecast, and they'll all just go around them. You know, I'm a little partly cloudy today, but I feel the sun coming.
Yeah. There's sun in the weekend. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I mean, there was a light drizzle before, but
yeah,
skies are blue. You know,
112 degrees, not a cloud in the sky.
100
dry heat.
Yes.
What?
Scorching.
What is this guy doing?
Until they get to, they go, it's a monsoon over here. My daughter died. I'm falling apart. Yeah. My wife left me.
Yeah.
How do you, Tom? How do you feel? Remember Hurricane Katrina? Well, I'll tell you what. That was nothing on that. Yeah. George Bush sends help. Okay.
All right, so PS4.
Okay. The skies are PS42, blue. PS42,
the skies are blue. Sebastian Canelli, storytelling concert.
Contest. I wish it was a concert with pyro, bro.
The way that you described the finals made me feel like it might have been a concert at the finals.
Oh, you know, at all concerts where they have the macaroni salad and potato salad. I'll tell you this.
My favorite.
I went to a Wu-Tang concert, and I have to tell you this. They had this amazing American 6 foot long sub that we all shared very agreeably, right? Okay. We all cut pieces, right? And I remember they ran out when I got there, so I had to have the chicken cutlet. And of course, it was cold, right?
Okay.
So, anyways, I'm there. It's my turn, right? And you know what was fucked about this situation?
What?
It wasn't like they call you to the stage to perform it.
Okay.
We all sat on stage and individually stood up to tell stories.
That's tough.
It's tough. So I'm sitting there.
So you had to share the stage, which is annoying for you.
The worst improviser you ever met. Hate sharing the stage, right?
Yeah.
Also, it's boring as fuck to listen to other people's 100%. Stories, right?
And you lose
a little momentum.
And it's tough. It's nice to be able to like go through it in your head, but it's hard to go through it in your head when you're on stage.
Nah, me and my parents, we would sit in the living room and practice for hours.
Oh, so you had it down.
I had this down.
Still.
I know, but you know what?
The stage fright kicks in. Somebody crushes right in front of you while you're on stage.
Crushes.
Maybe they should start doing stand-up shows like this.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Just have all the comics
stand-up
on stage.
Comedy should now be performed like your storytelling contest.
That's truly remarkable. And everyone just nods and laughs.
Yeah.
Amazing. I would love to see that. All of them are just on their phone tweeting
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah.
You slowly see by the last comic, it's just all empty chairs.
Yeah. I mean, 100%.
So anyways, it's my turn.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
That was your heartbeat.
No, the guy before me was playing the timpani.
Okay.
Okay,
nice. And he led you in.
Beautiful. And they go, Mr. Panarisi, this is not the band concert. This is not the band concert, Mr. Panarisi. And he goes, bum, 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 bum. And I go, Mr. Panarisi. Anyways, finally Steven gets off the stage. It's my turn. I stand up. And I'm decked out.
Okay.
I'm wearing a suit.
Suit. Is this common practice or no?
No. No other kid is on this. No other kid is on the stage with a suit except for the one kid whose grandmother died recently and he had took a half day and came back to perform.
Okay. And you did not go to that funeral.
I'm going to go to a random kid's grandma's funeral?
I'm just making sure. So you went to... All right, you got the suit on. Boom, boom. It's time for you to give the story.
I'm hanging. I have a skeleton earring hanging from my ear. Dangling. A skeleton bone earring dangling from my ear.
And
a tie.
What? At 5 years old? 6 years old?
I got my ear pierced when I was 5.
Wow.
What can I say? I hooked up with 2 girls. I go, I got to get an ear piercing. I made out with 2 girls.
Okay.
And then the next week I came in with a chain and a fucking ear piercing. Okay. And I'll tell you this, I'm still rocking them. Okay. So I'm rocking literally a dangling. I put these fuck boys with the little crosses dangling to shame because I got bones hanging from my ear.
Okay.
I literally have a tie with a huge skeleton smiling from ear to ear.
Okay.
And I stood up. And my story was Aaron Kelly's bones.
Aaron Kelly's bones.
Yes.
Okay. So it was.
It was a spooky
story.
You were
dressed.
Like, I was dressed for the
in
part.
The bones. Okay.
And I stood up and I go, clear my throat, all quiet. And I go, very presentational. I go, Aaron Kelly was dead. And then I turn to the audience and go, I mean, like, the guy was really dead. And everyone just starts laughing. And then bada boom, bada bing, bada doo.
So you punched up the story a little bit?
A little bit.
With your parents, or you did it on the fly at that moment?
I think I just did it in the moment. I think I just
read the room and you were like.
Yeah, I was like, I'm very, Aaron Kelly, like all the other kids are very proper. Okay. Like this. You have to understand the classic story that they would tell is the matchbook girl. Have you heard that one?
No.
It's about the girl. She's in the cold, okay?
Okay.
She's freezing, and she's lighting her matches.
Yeah.
And she's freezing in the cold. And one by one, her matches are being lit, and she sees her mother in the one match, and then it goes away because her mother's dead. She lights another match. She sees her father. It goes away. It's dead. She has one more match. She lights it. She sees herself. It goes out. She dies in the cold.
Okay.
These are the types of stories we're
six
hearing.
Years old.
No, we're 7-8.
7-8. All right.
7-8. 7-8. Okay. Seven. I don't want to exaggerate for the pod.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So 7-8, these are a little bit of a dark story. And I know the tone, like the, I know the elementary school kid giving a public speech tone.
Yes. It was very much like this.
Yes.
If you have to understand, I know that that's what they said.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we used to have like Battle of the Books.
Battle?
Where they would, we could get into that later, but it would be like questions about books. You have to read six young adult, like children-ish books. Like in the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. What? Like they would ask you questions then you would, but it was very much that pace. That tempo.
That's what happened. Aaron Kelly was dead. And then I whispered to the audience, I mean, he was really dead, you know?
So
and
you
everyone
doing
starts laughing.
Up on top of
I'm
the,
joking around, right? Yeah. And everyone's laughing at that. And all you know, Sebastian Canelli pulls out the W.
You pull out the W.
I pull out the W.
I mean, you're probably the only one who even got a laugh, a serious laugh.
That was the first laugh I ever got on stage.
That was it.
And it was a big one.
It was a big one.
Probably the biggest one I've ever gotten.
Aaron Kelly, so...
No, but definitely not. I won't take that back.
Not the biggest one, first one.
That was the first
Aaron
laugh
Kelly's
I ever got.
Aaron Kelly's bones. You got a bone earring. You got a tie on. Aaron Kelly was dead. You go, he was really dead.
Yeah, I lean
and
into
that's
the
it.
Audience.
That's the first joke. Wow, boom. This is a big reveal.
This is a big, and that I feel like I'm happy I get to share this because it's a spooky story.
It is a spooky story.
It was a story about a man that died. I don't know what happened. I got to reread that. Yeah. Let me know out there.
If Do you think you could punch it up just as good or probably not? I mean, you can't beat
I bet you that was the line. I bet you that was the line.
You can't beat a seven-year-old. I don't think you versus seven-year-old you, I think seven-year-old you would still win that competition.
Seven-year-old me was so talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could dance around, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Justin Timberlake was beeping me at that time, being like, what are you doing, bro? Right. You know?
I mean, it's just hard to be a seven-year-old.
I mean, we
it's
all know
impressive.
That I got asked to audition for the Cars for Kids commercial.
We do know this.
So, like, I mean, you're playing with fire over here, okay?
Yeah.
1-877 Cars for Kids, okay?
Yeah.
And I can't believe, I could have been somebody if my mom let me audition for that commercial. Because every single child, you don't even know who's in that child, who's in that commercial.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Ariana Grande, Mac Miller, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera,
we're all
and then a
commercial?
Pedophile.
Who's the pedophile?
The clown!
Oh. I don't remember that commercial.
You don't remember it?
I know the jingle. I think it evolved to not have children. I don't know. Maybe it did.
No, you know what? It evolved to not have the clown.
The clown, yeah.
It evolved to not have the 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Yeah, I do know the jingle.
Right?
Yeah.
So I could have been one of them. You know, there's the Mickey Mouse Club and then there's the Cars for Kids.
The Cars for Kids, and you could have been
I could have been in the Cars for Kids
people. I gave a big speech as a child as well. I remember I was all nervous about it, but I think it's different when you're a kid. Your nerves are different. I was in like talented and gifted program, I guess it was called. Tag was the thing.
And you're it.
Tag, you're it, baby. Yeah, that wasn't really the joke.
No one said that?
I don't remember that.
No one said tag, you're it.
No, I don't remember that. This was, wow. This was
how gifted this were class, they? Jesus Christ.
Not gifted in comedy. This woman was, she was a very strange woman. I loved her, obviously, but.
Obviously, the kid can never bash. God forbid Robbie ever says a negative word about like a single person on the podcast.
She was, yeah, exactly.
You've never said a bad thing about a single person on this podcast.
Maybe not, but I actually really like this woman. Mrs. Hudock, her name was. But she would do these like stories with holes, they were called, I remember. Where for half the class, in retrospect, it is a little strange, but for half the class, she would like tell these riddles essentially, but mm-hmm. she would be in the voice of a computer. She'd be like, hello, my name is computer, and there's a man at home, and he's, there's a man with a mask at home, and he's protecting home, and it would be like this riddle, and you'd have to know that it was.
Do you know
like,
any riddles?
Nah, I don't remember the riddles really. They were like long riddles, and she would do like in this computer voice, and I thought it was the coolest thing. But anyways, there was a invention thing where every kid in the whole talented and gifted program across all the elementary schools in my town would have to do an invention, and I was asked to like give the keynote speech of that thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had to give, I remember I had like a toothbrush that had like toothpaste where you would press a button and like toothpaste would come out, and I built this prototype situation.
That was your invention.
Yeah, and I talked about just like
solving the real problems.
Yeah, I guess
solving. I mean, it sounded like you watch Wallace and Gromit more than you look into science. Okay. Gadgets.
I know my buddy, one of my best friends, made like a thing where you wouldn't have to prick blood for diabetes patients because his uncle was diabetic. He was like in second grade making like,
well, that's
that was
good.
His concept.
That's actually
but
helpful.
I think they thought I would be good at giving the speech, or I just prepared a lot. They knew that I would like not fumble it or whatever the fuck. But yeah, uh-huh. I had to give this big speech. It's nice. It was fun.
That's it?
That's it. That's the story. I can relate to you. I see myself on the stage.
I tell this story. This is what happened. This is my first laugh. Robbie
no
goes,
laughs. Probably no laughs.
Robbie goes, yeah, I get it. I told the story. I spoke in front of people once. It was nice.
That was my first memory of a big public speech by myself.
Incredible.
That was me on a stage with a microphone. That was my first memory of that.
Oh, nice. Nice. I get that.
But no laugh. I wasn't. No laugh. I was a serious kid.
I know. You don't got to tell me. If. Yeah, I'll give you. This is a good. I have one riddle.
Okay, let me hear this.
And
riddle.
This riddle, if you could solve it, you're supposed to be.
I'm not going to be able to solve it.
Listen to me.
All right.
Well, that'll be good because if you could solve it, you're a psychopath.
Okay.
You
now
ready?
I'm scared. I'm going to be able to solve it.
Well, try your best. Okay.
I will. I swear. I'll try my best.
You swear?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the riddle. Okay. So a boy. He's at his father's funeral, right?
Okay.
He's there with his mother. They're crying. It's so sad. Right?
Okay.
And the people come. And then all of a sudden, there's a girl around his age that shows up, and he doesn't know her. Right? He doesn't know her. And he's like, and they talk, and they hit it off a little bit. It was like the one moment of joy that he had at his father's funeral.
Okay.
Right? He can't believe the connection that he made at his dad's funeral.
How old is the boy?
I'm 26 on Adderall, okay?
Okay. Oh, so it's not like a 7-year-old.
No.
It's like
it's
a romantic.
It's a romantic,
interest.
Right?
Okay. So
it's
a
like,
young
wow,
adult,
I can see myself
man.
With this person. Okay. I've been looking for love, and this is like some, I can't believe this is where I'll find it at my father's funeral.
Okay.
Right? Doesn't know who the person is. Asks everyone, who is this person? Who is this? Hey, Aunt Teresa, who is this? Hey, Aunt Mary, who is this, right?
Okay.
Can you tell I grew up Italian? A week later, the mother dies. Who killed the mother?
Who killed the mother? I feel like I've heard this one before. But, I mean, there's only two options. The girl or you. The boy.
Don't say me.
No,
I'm not
you.
In the story. Right,
the boy. All right, I just put myself as the boy. It's either the boy or the girl.
Yeah, who did it? And why?
Who did it and why? I'm going to go with the boy.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just going to go with the boy because he said it would be psychopathic, the answer. And the more psychopathic answer is the boy killing his mother. Because the girl was something, it's obviously something to do with the mother.
You're not a psychopath.
Okay.
The boy killed the mother because that's the only way that he could ever meet that girl again.
Oh, wow. That's not even necessarily true.
No, it's not true. I hate that riddle.
Yeah. I just watched
it. I got it right too when I thought of it, you know?
I probably told it wrong.
I told it wrong. You're a psychopath. I told it wrong.
I thought it was maybe the mistress of the... That was another option. Because I saw the Sopranos movie and that's kind of the vibe.
Were you ever genuinely scared? Like, genuinely scared of, like, supernaturals?
No.
Never?
Probably not.
My dad...
Genuinely scared? No.
When I was a kid, my parents, they would have the Halloween party.
Okay.
And my dad would set up a haunted house in the basement.
Okay.
And Jesus Christ, Robbie, it was fucking terrifying.
I also didn't go in a haunted house until I was, like, probably 15, 16.
Oh, I mean...
Like, I was a baby... From afar.
I didn't even allow. Yeah.
But I was more afraid of somebody jumping out. I was like getting anxious in the dark with people jumping out.
My cousin and my dad, they would go down in the basement. And my dad, he worked at a high school. So he would bring home the skeleton from the high school. He would take the fucking ferry with the skeleton from high school to my house for Halloween. Right?
That's fun.
And we watch him. I remember there used to be a lot of crows by my house. And my dad would be walking from the top of the hill by my house, rolling it down the hill, just him and a skeleton. And all these crows would be around him, right?
Okay. Now I see why you did a whole episode against Halloween decorations. It seems to have really had a lasting effect on you.
100%. And then they would go downstairs and they'd set up all these like curtains with lights. So they would do like tricks behind the curtains and have fake blood. And me and my sisters and my cousins would sit on the steps as little kids and they would do the experiments. And my mom would go down. They go, can we have? And my dad would dress up as a mad scientist. I need Carol to come down the steps right now. Right.
Oh, they would be playing. Yeah.
They'd be playing.
You had a lot of method acting in your youth.
And my mom would go down the steps, and my dad would saw her in half, and she would scream and go, Mom! But also, as a child, screaming and crying, because I thought my mom was dying.
Okay.
I thought every Halloween I had to watch my dad kill my mom.
Okay.
Right? Imagine that was happening.
Okay.
Because my dad wasn't a good enough actor for it to be method. It just seemed like it was a cloak, a way that he could kill my mother in front of us. Right? My dad was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm a doctor. You know what I mean?
It wasn't good enough to understand that it was a production, but it wasn't bad enough to be like, oh, this is clearly fake.
Yes.
It lived in the middle.
It lived in the worst realm possible, which it just seemed like my dad was murdering my mother for me every Halloween.
Okay. Tough.
And we would cry. Every single kid would cry, and they would just laugh. That was a big theme. Me crying, everyone laughing at me.
Okay.
My parents would also put on these, I didn't like, they had these masks that they would just, it would just cover their eyes. They were old Victorian masks that we got at Colonial Williamsburg.
Okay.
And they put them over their eyes.
A lot of souvenirs on that trip.
We went to Colonial Williamsburg about 15 times.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
You should see my basement.
This is worse. I gotta say, this is worse than being a Disney kid.
It wasn't by choice.
Yeah, that's true.
I also said Georgetown before.
Yeah. Jamestown. Jamestown's right next to Colonial.
Yeah, my aunt lived in Virginia, so we would just do historical shit in Virginia. You know, we go to Monticello.
Yeah.
We do yada yada. You know, we go do the historic stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, they would put on these masks, and I couldn't see their face. They covered their eyes. It was old Victorian masks, and I would just cry. And my parents, they would go in their rooms and they would put them on and they'd chase me around the house just staring at me as I cried. And they would all laugh. They would all laugh.
I'm having trouble believing this. Every Halloween, they'd be like, we're going to just make Sebastian cry.
They would do it non-Halloween times.
Okay.
There was a big joke in my house that I would cry. The day wasn't over until Sebastian cried.
Oh.
So anytime
it was just you for the masks.
Just me for the masks.
For the tricks in the basement, it was everybody crying.
Everyone cried for the tricks in the basement. But I remember that, right? So maybe this is why I don't like Halloween. I'm a very scared little boy.
Yeah. So you believed in the supernatural. You were asking me about the supernatural. Yeah. In those moments, you believed in the supernatural?
I 100% believed in the supernatural. I still kind of do.
Yeah. I know. That wasn't me. I used to... try to convince my brother it was real. We shared a bunk bed. And I would try to be like, yeah, there's ghosts. The spirits are talking. I was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I used to run up those steps, those basement steps. I've My 40 time was 7 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Those steps, 2 steps. It took me out to get up a whole flight. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
As soon as I turn the lights off, blah, 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 I'll be up the steps.
Yeah.
I'm a very scared little boy.
I was too. I was very scared little boy, but I just avoided it at all costs. I was afraid of fireworks. My parents, one time, they had to tell me that it was thunder. They like brought me inside somewhere, and they're like, it's thunder, because they didn't want to leave where we were at. Because I was afraid of fireworks.
Wow. I mean,
this is.
I'm a scared boy. You just sound like a little.
I was a. Yeah. I think I'm at the point with Halloween where I don't want to dress up unless I'm going to a party. I don't need to dress up to go out to the bar.
Not me. I some Halloweens I don't go out. I just dress up and I sit at home. Okay.
No, I mean like to go out to the bars. I'm at the point. People dress up to go to the bars.
This is a great point, Robbie, because we're at different places. You're ready to get dressed up and go to a party. Me, I am ready to get dressed. You only if you're.
I would have got dressed up for the show. You said no, we can't do improv and costumes.
Because
which I agree
I'm
with.
Getting dressed up to sit in my house. That's where I'm at. Okay. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be literally all the Pirates of the Caribbean characters. I'm changing every single hour. Okay. I'm going to be taking pictures around my house. Okay. That's where. So you only get dressed up for parties. Me, I'm not there. I get dressed up to go to the bodega. Okay. Some girls put on their jewelry just to go to the bodega. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
You're gonna get dressed up on Halloween.
Yeah, I put on my mask just to go to the bodega. You know, you know, a 1,000. That's where I'm at for Halloween. Okay.
Well, I asked somebody last year. I went to the bars and I was like, "Oh, are we dressing up?" And they were like, "No, what the fuck?" And I was like,
"You don't."
Since then, I've been like, "No," but people do. I was also talking to someone who's a little younger, and they were saying they have. Four different outfits for Halloween weekend in New York City to go out to the bars.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, no,
that's
that definitely is nice, but I don't think that could be me anymore.
Was it a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
So here's the deal.
What?
Girls are almost required to dress up for Halloween. I feel bad.
Yeah.
It's more of a thing for a girl to dress up for Halloween than a dude.
Yeah, I guess the younger. I mean, I guess any age can dress up.
Thank you. Be inclusive.
Yeah, it is like acceptable. You could just dress up to ride the subway. Yeah, you could just. It's nice in the fact that all weekend you could just dress up this weekend, and nobody will say anything to you.
This is.
I mean, 98% of the time in New York, you could probably just dress up, and nobody will say anything to you.
No,
but you could really.
This
do
is
it.
Different.
Yeah.
This is different, and that's scary.
Okay.
Right.
Because you don't know who's doing it because they have an arrangement or who's just needed to get this expression off their chest.
The person that waits for Halloween. Not for Halloween, the experience going out, the candy, the drinking, the making out, the sexy nurses, the hot Johnny Depps. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not for that.
The hot Johnny Depps.
I mean, easy costume.
There's really just two really main street costumes
sexy
in this world.
Sexy nurses, hot Johnny Depps.
For men and women. It's sexy nurse is for women, yeah, and hot Johnny Depp.
Hot Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That's an easy costume. You just buy about 100 rings.
Yeah.
You wear a shirt, you don't button it, and you get really hammered, and you say you're Johnny Depp.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Johnny Depp. Right? I guess there's two types of people. This is what I want to get at, right?
Okay.
There's a person that leans into how hot they are or like tries to be hotter on Halloween, right?
Yes.
And there's a person that goes, I want to have fun with my Halloween, right?
Okay.
One person does Halloween for themselves. One person does Halloween for other people.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
A girl, I love the girl that is obsessed with the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and she dresses up as the freak with the fucking hairy legs. I love that girl.
Okay.
Right? You know what girl I don't love? The one that wears the fucking a crop top and throws on kidney ears, right?
Okay.
Because she's dressing up for other people. And you know what?
People can be hot for themselves. I mean, some people pick out a hot outfit. I know people that they'll pick out a hot outfit and work backwards from there and try to assign it.
Assign it a
costume. Like,
yes.
They're basically just, yeah, getting
but you
a
could
hot
be a
outfit,
hot outfit
and then,
any day of the week.
Yeah, and then just reverse engineering it into being a costume.
Who do you think, who would you rather at the end of the night be fucking? Robbie.
Okay.
Ready?
This is a personal question.
This is a personal. A girl that's a hot teddy bear, right?
Okay.
A hot teddy bear. Or a photorealistic version of Pan's Labyrinth where they have the fucking eyes on the hands, okay?
Well, this reminds me of
Who
a story.
Would you rather be fucking?
This reminds me of a story. I think my first Halloween living in New York City.
Okay.
I was at a club with my friend.
Okay.
And there was a lot of hot. I was like, it was like sensory overload in this club. There's a lot of beautiful people. I mean,
you felt like you were on Molly without even doing
without
it.
Even being on Molly. Yeah,
incredible.
I was drinking like Red Bull, probably Red Bull vodkas at that point.
Yeah, of course.
And there's
the coward's
like,
version of Coke.
Yeah, it was the coward.
The coward's Coke, Red Bull vodkas.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cute. I mean, I'm talking to people all night. And there was, like, I remember this G.I. Joe girl who was gorgeous. I remember just, like, me talking to a lot of people.
Okay.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I was like, I'm just going to keep talking. I'm having a good time. I'm not going to, like, dip my toes into anything too seriously. Like, everybody here is
that's
beautiful.
Good, because that's where
I was like, I got so many options in this place. Like, I'm just going to keep talking and having fun. This is great. I don't want to get into a long conversation with anybody.
Of course. God forbid you got too serious early on a Halloween night.
I know.
Because
exactly.
That's where relationships are made. In clubs on Halloween nights.
Yeah, in Avenue on Halloween night.
Beautiful. Okay.
And so I look at my phone and, like, you know how it goes. It's 3 a.m. And I'm talking to somebody.
We know how it goes. It's
you know
three.
How it goes.
You look
it's
at
three,
your phone.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
the. What
phone?
Are we looking at on your phone?
And I'm talking to this girl who is I-95. She had a giant sign.
Beautiful.
She is in like an all black.
Yes.
Whatever, like jumpsuit basically.
Yeah.
Up to the neck, and then her whole, she's just both sides a sign of I-95.
Incredible.
And she was very cute.
Incredible. But
also
inconvenient to walk around the club.
Very.
She's walking sideways the whole night.
Sun. Yes.
I need to talk to her because she knows. Well, she knows what it's like to live like me, bro. Okay.
It was a big situation. So whatever. We're talking and I'm like, oh wait, look, this place is about to close, and I've been talking to I-95 now for 45 minutes.
Jesus.
And all the sexy G.I. Joes and nurses and cats and angels all gone at this point, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah. Like, hey, we can go back to my place or whatever. And
did you take a cab?
I took a cab. She had to take off the I-95 because she couldn't get in.
Oh, incredible.
The I-95 because it was such a like that's what she was working with. So yeah, that situation has, I guess, happened to me, and I ended up choosing. So maybe
did you tell her to keep the sign on when you hooked up?
No, it's impossible.
Oh, because you had a twin bed?
No, just impossible to. It went down to like her feet. Like, it was like a full, it was like a big
did
ass
you kiss
up.
I-95?
Yeah, but at the venue.
When she was wearing I-95?
Yeah.
And where'd you put your hands? Did you just put them just against, like, the sign?
No, not against
like you were, like a cop was frisking you?
Yeah,
You grabbed on tight?
No, I think, I forget. I was probably sitting and she was standing.
Did she tell you to slow down? The speed limit's only 65?
No, she didn't make
she
any
did.
Jokes.
She didn't make any jokes.
No, but she was a queen. I mean, what a costume, especially to wear to a club.
How old was this woman?
I think I was 23 at the time, and she was 30. Because I remember being like, it was a big deal that I was kissing a 30-year-old.
This was a 30-year-old wearing an I-95 costume at a club.
At a club, yes. And she had to take it off because she couldn't. She tried to get in the cab a few times, and it got like it was too big the sign for the door. That's how wide this costume was.
Incredible. I mean, this woman.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. I mean,
I think about her like once every 6 months.
What was her name again?
I forget.
Mary U-Haul.
I forget
of the U-Haul Estates. Like,
yeah.
Who dresses up as I-95? Right.
Yeah, she was awesome. So in theory, I mean, whatever I say to the answer your question. That's what it happened in practice.
You hooked up with
that was my only experience, I think, hooking up with like a costume in New York City.
Wow. One of the longest interstates in our country.
Yeah, one of the longest interstates.
You could take it from New York all the way to Florida.
Yeah.
I have a question. Did you go from the top to the bottom of I-95?
Yeah, I guess.
You stayed a little bit in the middle?
Stayed mostly in the middle.
In the middle. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. That's nice. What'd you do with the sign when you were hooking up?
Oh, the sign had to come off. It was on.
It was just on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
So as you're hooking up, you're just looking at an I-95 sign.
No, I mean, you weren't staring at the sign. Do you stare at the floor in your bedroom while you're hooking up? I'm like, looking at her,
Christ,
I guess.
Don't it? You look at her?
Yeah, I mean, you're making out with somebody on a bed. I don't think you're looking at the floor.
I mean, occasionally you glance over
at
something else.
I guess I'm sure I saw it.
And you're looking over at I-95.
I was like locked eyes with I-95. Like,
interesting.
This is, like, that was giving me an extra, I don't know.
You love the highway. Life is a highway.
No, I
will ride you all
no,
night.
No riding. No riding. We didn't sleep together. We just, that was in my phase where I wasn't.
You weren't sleeping with people.
Yeah.
So you
just confusing.
You said,
the company, like, I came all the way back with this I-95 situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was our plan otherwise?
I know. That's when I think I start to realize that you're not being a nice guy sometimes if you bring somebody back and don't hook up.
Why? Oh, because it's
like
still,
sometimes
like,
the people want to hook. Like sometimes people are like, why the fuck would I come here?
Sure, sure.
If not to, I just came here to I-95 sign.
I know. 100%.
I'm expecting.
You're expecting
more
something.
Than a makeout. Yeah.
Incredible. She's like, tonight, I'm going to dress up as one of the greatest things our country has ever accomplished. A major highway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get some dick. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not
going to get. She got so close.
She got so close, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's just a lot you could do. There's a lot of fun collabs, I think, on Halloween.
Yeah, that's the point we were making.
Yeah,
yes,
there's a lot of fun collabs.
And I think explore that. Also, be careful, kids.
Yes.
Be careful. It's a night. It's a scary night. You don't need to drink too much. You know, do something. Space the night out.
Yeah.
Space the night out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't go too hard too fast.
It's good to go to the party around 11:30.
Yeah.
You know?
Always, though.
Always.
I think that's, generally speaking, good advice. Which lines up perfectly.
For what?
We have a show. 9:30, Friday night.
Ugh.
You could get to you won't be drinking too much at a comedy show. You get to your party, you go, you have something to talk about.
That's incredible.
We have we have some very exciting people that we're excited about for doing the show. Yeah, come through to the show Friday. We built the studio. We're recording this live from a studio. You guys are going to get to see it soon when we finish it. But
yeah, it's going to be incredible. Please.
We need people to come out and keep. That's the best way to support the show and that for us to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
So please, please, please. And we're going to have fun. If you come out on Friday night and you're like, even if you don't have a party after, you're like, this is going to be my Halloween plans for the weekend. You got to trust us. We'll take care of your Halloween plans.
We're going to go out after the show.
It's
going to be a good time. It's going to
be fun.
Right? That's going to be our Friday night is this show.
Yeah.
And then we're going out and we're hanging out. Right?
We were talking the other day that the only night we're going out in the month is going to be the shows.
And that quickly that quickly changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But we are
going to
go
forward,
out.
That is going to try. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go
gonna
out.
It's
going to
be
that
our
night.
Big night out.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. So please, people, come out to the show. It means so much to us when we get to see all you hotties in person. So please come out to the show.
Bring your friends. Bring a group. If you're going to a Halloween party with the group, if the party starts late, if you're going to a bar,
please come out to the show. We love all you hotties out there. We love to see you in real life. Dress up in costume as you want, if you want, right? I'm only gonna hype you up. You know that shit. All right, Robbie, that's it. Hit the fucking music. Oh,